President Trump congratulated himself in the efforts of Operation Warp Speed today as somewhat of a miracle in a vaccine summit designed to sow confidence in the success of two vaccines that are within days of gaining emergency use authorization.
We're very hopeful that the FDA will authorize the Pfizer vaccine within days and Moderna vaccine almost immediately thereafter. If authorized, tens of millions of vaccine doses will be available this month, and we'll get it distributed very quickly. We have that all set, and hundreds of millions more will quickly follow. Every American who wants the vaccine will be able to get the vaccine. And we think by spring, we're going to be in a position that nobody would have believed possible just a few months ago.
The Operation Warp Speed Summit also included comments by leading doctors and health officials who said the new vaccines would be safe and effective. Mistrust in the COVID-19 vaccines has emerged, especially in one that was developed in such a short period of time. FDA Director Dr. Peter Marks acknowledged this divide.
When it comes through this process, we're going to have a vaccine that has efficacy that we can trust, safety that we can trust, and quality that we can trust, which is what Americans deserve, because all the people working at FDA right now are thinking about this vaccine as if it's one that they want to take, they want to have their families take, and then have our extended family in the United States take. And this is really important, that we're only going to get there if we do this all together by taking vaccines together. This is a time where we have to rebuild our trust in vaccines.
Notably absent from the summit were the vaccine makers, Pfizer and Moderna. Pfizer developed its vaccine outside of Operation Warp Speed, but is partnering with the federal government on manufacturing and distribution. Distribution is another area of public-private partnership. FedEx, UPS, CVS, and Walgreens all have contracts with the government to orchestrate that distribution, with CVS and Walgreens setting up a mobile vaccination service for nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Among the first in line to receive the vaccine will be the roughly 3 million Americans who live in those facilities and the 20 million frontline healthcare workers who care for them. Though Trump sought to take credit for the speed of the vaccine development, Dr. Masef Slaoui, who is leading the government's vaccine effort, pointed out that the technology the vaccines are built on has been developing for decades.
Those platform technologies have been invested into for decades for some of them, and at least for 10 years for instance, the messenger RNA. They have been into the clinic with other vaccine. They have been developed for industrial manufacturing. Their toxicology and safety in animals was described. We didn't cut corners. We used what was known and built on it. And I think that's really super important for everybody to understand.
But despite the optimistic tone of President Trump, President-elect Joe Biden said last week that in meetings with Trump administration officials, his aides have discovered there's no detailed plan for how to get the vaccines out of containers, into syringes, and then into people's arms. There are currently 50,000 distribution sites enrolled in the government's distribution system, but the responsibility for getting the vaccine to the American people will largely fall to state and local governments. Meanwhile, the administration is under scrutiny for declining to purchase early doses of Pfizer's vaccine that were instead sold to other nations. That could delay the delivery of a second batch of vaccine doses until Pfizer fulfills other international contracts. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.